Hello, and thanks for viewing my poster for PPMD 21. The name of my project is Comprehensive Evaluation of AAV8 and AAV9 Myofiber Type Preference in Normal and Muscular Dystrophy Dogs Following Systemic Delivery. The purpose of this project is to determine differences between AAV8 and AAV9 gene therapy vectors and their delivery preferences in skeletal muscle. Some background on DMD. DMD is the most prevalent fatal muscle disease worldwide, caused by a loss-of-function mutation in the dystrophin gene. The loss or absence of dystrophin leads to structural and mechanical dysfunction eventually. AAV gene therapy is a promising approach to treat DMD. AAV serotypes 8 and 9 are most common in muscle gene therapy. Our lab has developed a truncated or shortened dystrophin construct named microdystrophin, which, luckily enough, fits inside the limited capacity of the AAV virus vectors. Some background on the myofiber type is there's several types of myofibers that exist in skeletal muscle, ranging from type 1 being the slowest to type 2B being the fastest. When I say slow and fast, I'm referring to contraction speed and ATP usage. In between, we have type 2A, which is moderate speed, and type 2X, which is a bit faster. There also exist hybrids between these myofiber types, and shifts and transitions between them are not so well understood. So we developed an antibody cocktail which will detect type 1 slow twitch fibers, type 2A and 2A, 2X hybrids, and 2X fast twitch fibers, as well as laminin, which shows the membranes of all muscle fibers, and of course the transgene, the therapeutic gene we're delivering here, which is microdystrophin. So after quantifying a whole lot of these images, we were able to determine a few different results. In the results section, AIM-1 covers the myofiber type distribution overall. So on the left two panels, you have normal and affected, and on the right two panels, you have AAV8 treated and AAV9 treated. Especially important here is the slow to fast twitch ratio. And as I'll touch on in our conclusion, we have determined that AAV gene therapy treatment may skew the slow to fast twitch ratio towards the normal phenotype rather than the affected. AIM number 2 covers the relative microdystrophin transgene expression. So this is how much protein is being produced after gene therapy. AIM number 3 covers the myofiber type distribution of microdystrophin positive fibers. So this is the number of positive fibers from each fiber type divided by the total number of dystrophin positive fibers. And AIM number 4 is the proportion of positive fibers within each myofiber type. This was found by calculating the number of dystrophin positive fibers of each type divided by the total number of fibers of that type. So some of the conclusions we have here are that AAV8 and 9 groups have very distinct trends and some significant differences in fiber type specific transduction, which is something we want to study further. We also noticed that muscle treated with AAV8 and AAV9 appeared skewed towards the wild-type normal phenotype. Those numbers are closer to the wild-type normal than they are to affected, which is very promising. As for future directions, we plan to add a lot of additional muscles and some different types of analyses, hopefully, and also study the transduction of AAV8 and AAV9 vectors delivering a non-therapeutic reporter gene. So thanks for tuning in and listening and watching, and enjoy the rest of the programming here at PPMD 21. Thanks. Bye.